You heard it mentioned on the news, the Belfast Film Festival. I want to speak to Michelle Devlin, who's the film director, Belfast Film Festival director. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Michelle. For people who don't casually have a conversation about Belfast Film Festival, and I'm thinking of the Joe and Josephine, who says, oh, what festival, what festival? Just put it in perspective for us. Give us the setting as to what exactly this festival is.
Well, what our festival is a celebration of film from both Ireland, the UK and across the world. And what we try to do is present films in the city that people wouldn't normally have the opportunity to see in their local cineplex. So, for example, this year we have films from 34 different countries around the world. And we've 90 feature films and 80 short films from places as far flung as Taiwan to Argentina to Northern Ireland. Our job is to make sure that we present films here that people just wouldn't normally see.
Do you have special guests? Do people come and give talks, or do we simply watch movies?
Oh, no, as a part of that, we do lots of different things. We have talks, we have special presentations, we have special events. So, for example, this year we're bringing Aamir Khan, who is probably one of the biggest movie stars in the world, to Northern Ireland. He's never been here before. But the reason why people won't have heard of him is because he's a huge name in Indian film. And that's the type of thing we want to do. We want to kind of bring a diverse program to the people of Northern Ireland so that they can then dip into other worlds of cinema and other stories that might not immediately be obvious to them, but what they might enjoy once they go and have a look.
So what will his contribution be then? Will he be at a special talk session at a venue?
Yes, we'll screen a number of his films, and he'll be at the Waterfront Hall giving an in-conversation event with Nazreen Mooney Kabir, who's one of the experts in Indian cinema in the world. So that's a really special event for us. His films have been Oscar-nominated. One of his films, Three Idiots, is probably the most popular Indian film ever made. And Aamir has 24 million Twitter followers, so just gives you an idea of the scale of the kind of stardom that he has.
He sounds like an absolute megastar, yet and all, as you're saying, you're informing us as to who he is because of that Indian film connection as opposed to Hollywood. However, I do recognise a name that I believe is going to be contributing, Robert Carlyle.
Yes, Robert Carlyle is one of our other special guests. We're going to be giving Robert an Outstanding Contribution to Film Award. As we all probably know, he starred in The Full Monty and Trainspotting, and also in films like Angela's Ashes and another local film that was made here called The Mighty Celt. So he'll be with us for a number of events, including a public Q&A as well.
Yeah, I think he's an excellent actor, and he's, as you say, he's instantly recognisable, that thin face that he has. And where will he be? Where will he be delivering a talk or receiving his award?
He'll be in the movie house on Dublin Road, and actually this will be our last year in the movie house on Dublin Road because that cinema is being sold and demolished. So for anybody who's gone and sat in the back stalls there and held hands, this will be their last chance to be in the movie house. It closes down in May. So that's where we'll have Robert Carlyle. And another guest who we have, Frank, is an Irish director called Lenny Abrahamson. And I'm not sure if you remember the film Room, which was multiple Oscar nominated in 2015. And in fact, Brie Larson won the Oscar for Best Actress in that film. But he is based in Dublin, and he's going to be coming to join us as well. So you can sort of see the breadth of the type of guests we have and the types of films and events.
Just on the movie house at Dublin Road closing, because we touched on this with Michael McAdam a few weeks ago when it was announced, as someone who's involved in film festival and a person who would be seeing the big cineplexes moving to out of town to some extent and not being just cheek by jowl with the pubs and the shops, do you see that as a concern?
Yes, I do, because I think losing the Dublin Road venue is really very tragic. It's because it's right there and it's so handy. And I think what we've been campaigning for over the past number of years is a new bespoke film centre in the city centre, one that would do the job that QFT does, but that would be broader and bigger, and which would maybe be like a film version, say, of the Mac. And I think that that's what the city is really crying out for.
Would be showing less traditional films, is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, but also other films that are, you know, maybe showcasing local talent as well. And I think it's just that sort of film centre space that where you could show everything. It wouldn't be like what Movie House shows now, but it would be something that would engage the community more and that would, I suppose, broaden people's view of cinema.
But would it pay its way? Because there's a question mark over the example you used, the Mac paying its way.
I think film is slightly different. I think people here love films. They go to films. And I think there are a large number of organisations here on the ground working with communities on various film projects. And there's a whole ecosystem of organisations that are working in schools, with community groups throughout Northern Ireland. And I think all those groups, if they were all congregated in the one venue, I think it would be a dynamic impact.
Filmmaking here is amazing, isn't it? You used to walk down the street and if you saw the food wagons and a few of the big trucks, you would have, you know, phoned home to say they're making a film. Now, when you walk through our main towns or cities and you come across the like of that, you just go, I wonder what are they making now? It's always taken for granted.
Yes, it's great that the resurgence here is brilliant. And I think The people here love it, and the sector here is growing and growing, and it's kind of one of the big growth areas, of course, film and television. One of the films we have in the festival that's an example of that is a new film starring Brona Gallagher called A Bump Along the Way. It's written by a first-time writer for film, Tess McGowan, and directed by a first-time director, Shelley Love. So as well as bringing the big companies in, we're also nurturing our own local filmmaking talent here.
So if people do want to find out more about Belfast Film Festival, and I think is there a free night for over 65s or something that they might want to find out about?
You're not over 65, are you, Frank?
Unfortunately not, but I'll go if you have a free ticket.
There's a number of free nights for anybody over 65. We've got a section in our programme called Rewind, which will be showing films like Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and Johnny Guitar, Pillow Talk. And if you're over 65, you'll get into those films free and they'll be on during the day.
It sounds good. It sounds good. And your website again, you may have mentioned it. Just shout it out to us again, Michelle.
There's tons more things in the programme. I've only given you a quick flavour of them. But if you go to www.belfastfilmfestival.org, everything will be up there from noon today.
Okay, and it runs from when to when?
It runs from the 11th to the 20th of April.
Lovely stuff. Being launched today. Good speaking to you, Michelle. Yeah. May it
All
go
right,
from
Frank.
Success to success. Thank you.